Hello and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks, the National Campus and Radio Association Networks across Canada, and you are tuned in to the Community Living Show. My name is Kelly Reburn, along with me, Michael Ruben Cloggs. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
And welcome back.
It's good to be back. Mm. We had a great road trip. Met with mayors from Langley to Camore.
Nice.
And lots of support. Yep.
That's good. And so what kind of interesting stuff have you been learning through your experience?
What I have learned is it's surprising. There's still a lot of kindness of heart from people out there. There's a lot of people that that need, especially across British Columbia, they need affordable housing. Disability just isn't covering it for people that have chronic pain. That, you know, it's a choice between food, medication, and housing. Mm-hmm. And it really can't just be that way. Yeah. You know, I've also learned that some people in government want to hear and do something about it,
right?
And others just want to turn away and look the other way.
Okay. You mentioned you have a special guest.
Yes, I have a special guest. So we can try to get her on the phone now.
If we can.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see how this works out.
Okay,
and
so
Kelly's going to dial the special numbers.
Oh, okay. So you want me to. Oh. Two. All right, so when we get a chance. Anyways,
Oh, it didn't work. Let me see if I can.
Looks like we got the wrong number.
Yeah, let me see if I can if I can try it this way. Hold on.
We don't have her on dial and everything. That's part of the reason why. So just bear with us. And of course, you are tuned into the Community Living Show, both on Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, and CITR 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. And just to let you know that we are moving to our new show, news time slot for Tuesdays on the information. We have our guests here. Hello?
Actually, she's trying to call in, and she's saying she can't get through.
Yeah, we've got somebody on the line. This is CITR, Community Living Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. You're on the air.
Okay. My name is Saab. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing well. we had a couple technical difficulties trying to call out. But I'm glad you got in. So I'll give you a bit of an intro. Saab is a makeup artist and skincare specialist. She has also worked. She's done makeup work for ZTV. And she's very community minded. Actually, how I met Saab was through the NDP campaign. You were assisting, was it Rashna?
Rashna Singh and
yes,
Jabir.
Yes. So, which both of them won their riding? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So
I had actually a wonderful time working with them, and they are very down to earth, very well deserving candidates. So usually it doesn't happen that I go very often volunteer because I'm busy with my work and so. And this time I thought working for these people because they are very well deserving people, right?
Yes.
So then we should help who are deserving.
Yes, that is very true. You know, they want to help the community, mm-hmm. and like I said before, you're a community minded person, and
yes. I'm very much actively associated with community events as well. Same time and as a makeup artist, right?
Yeah,
my profession. So quite busy lady.
Yeah,
you can say.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to invite you on the show was because most people think, oh, makeup artist is all about fashion and you know, the plastic kind of beauty looks and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. But you have a very different outlook that you want people to show who they are from the inside out.
That's right. So. The thing is, my perspective is different about makeup. Even when I do makeup on someone's skin, right? So it's like a different visual for doing it, because not because I want to make them look more look nicer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And make them look the who they are not, but I want them to feel confidence, and it just give boost to your inner soul, right? Like you are confident enough when you go out in public, right? So mostly I'm inspired by the young girls. They just like light makeup and all that. So that's how I thought, like, you know, I should help the girls who are like, some faces are hidden and they have a lot of qualities to go out, connect with the other people, like in the communities, but they're hiding because they're self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And by makeup, what I think is give you boost of confidence.
Yeah, makeup should be that boost, or yes. Or skincare, you know, yes. Helping. It's skincare is about health too, right?
Yes, yes.
So, and when you feel healthy and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Skincare is just your skin is what you put in your body, right? That's what mm-hmm. you will become. But when I do makeup, I give a healthy tips too, right? You should drink water, eat healthy and all that. It's not with the makeup, you just for time being, you will become what you are not. But you have to put right things in your body. That's the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, you know, as far as putting the right things in your body, what are some of those things that we should be eating and drinking to energize our skin and energize our body?
I always give priority to water. Be obsessed with the water,
mm-hmm.
and vegetables. And, you have to cut down on your sugar and fatty foods. That's something maybe you can't avoid, but you have to cut down to mm-hmm. help your skin look glamorous, right?
Yes.
So these are the things, like, we can do it in the daily routine. We have to really careful what we are eating, what we are putting in inside our body, right? So that's reflect on your skin.
Mm-hmm. So, some people they base their esteem on the fact that, I can't be beautiful because I have a beauty mark, I have a scar, something like that. That's not true, right?
Well, this is something like a natural thing that you have, even if it's unnatural, right? You should not hide yourself behind scars or spots, right? Because it's not you from inside. It's just outside. That's how you look. You should not feel shy about how you look. So, for example, I have scars on my face, and I am a makeup artist. But mm-hmm. I don't hide my scars because I can conceal it good and hide it, right? But it's going to be time being, and it's not how I represent myself. I want to represent myself as right? So, like, your qualities will not not go away, like, with the scars and beauty complex and all that, right? So you need to show, you need to present yourself as you are. That's how I look at, like, a makeup industry, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make this comment about you and the camera is you look great on camera.
Thank it's you like, so much.
Because I remember we first met, I think it was at Jenny Sims when she did mm-hmm. her campaign opening, and I photographed you a couple times, and it had being and you asked me to. I think it was like weeks later. Could you go and find those photographs and send them to you? It in finding you was about you have a very distinctive look, shape to your face, and things like that. It had nothing to do with finding the lady with the scar. It's like I was looking for the lady with the distinctive look. It had nothing to do with that, and that's what people need to realize, right? You can't base your esteem on just that one little thing. There's a whole lot more. And that's why we're having this conversation now, because you believe that mm-hmm. and you show that.
Yes.
So.
Well, thank you for the compliment. And thank you for looking that way. There are not many people look at that way. But the thing is, you have to be yourself. That's the first thing you should do, right? You don't satisfy people like how they're going to look at you. And they will look at you by your personality or your face, your makeup. If you inspire with the makeup, that means you're cheating with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. So, like, if you're hiding the face that you don't carry is behind the makeup, that's a cheat with yourself and the other people, right? So, like, when I do the coverage, I do really good, but it looks natural, and it doesn't show that something have done. Today's industry, if I see it, there's a lot of things going on, and I see a lot of new people and all the people there. Too much makeup, too much cosmetics, good coverage, 3-4 layers. Well, with that, you look more duplicate, but I'm proud of myself when I do my coverage, and I have been recognized for that, and it was a wonderful experience working with G and all the candidates that I had helped, and I was recognized as a makeup artist, which I never realized I will be. Yeah.
So tell us more about your business, because what is Silky Smooth Skincare about?
It's all about makeup and mm-hmm. Just a little bit about skincare. Skincare is not mostly involved, but it's bonus for my clients who come to me, and I give them tips and tricks and how to maintain their weight and with their good skin and their reflection. So Silky Smooth Skin is all about makeup.
Okay. Yes. And some skincare. Is there some tips and everything that people should follow? You mentioned the right diet and everything.
Right.
What about how to cleanse your skin and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I'm not professionally trained for that, to cleanse your body, and I don't recommend that. If you eat right, then you don't need the cleansing.
Okay.
It kind of reminds sense. It kind of reminds me of my mother's doing. My mom's doing a skincare thing that she's doing on feet, for that matter. So she started doing a job on that.
I have seen so many people. They're doing the cleansing and they're putting the products, the chemicals inside their body. They say, okay, this is natural, all right. Organic and all that. But if you, my preference is if you eat right, you don't need all those artificial things to do cleansing. Just have a plenty of water. Be obsessed with water. Mm. That's the first thing you should do. And eat right, vegetables, and not too much sugar, no gluten, no rice. Just keep it small portions, and right. You're good to go. Wow. You're good with that.
Yeah. So let's get to the story part. Kelly, you had a comment.
I did mention about the on my mother's side, she's becoming involved with the foot care massage mm-hmm. situation. So she's running a job doing that kind of a skin care, foot care mm-hmm. thing that she's doing. hard to explain between that and what you're doing, because I guess skin care is very mostly important in most people nowadays. You mentioned about having skin care for food and stuff like that. Am I right?
Yes, these days, like there's a lot of remedies and a lot of homemade food tutorials coming out. But well, it's all natural, and it's a body to body, how skin to skin, right? How mm-hmm. the product's going to react on your skin. So everyone wants to do the home remedies on that, and it's just a test. Like you test on your skin and the small patch, and if you think there's no reaction, then you should go for it if you're happy with that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Can you hold on the line for a moment?
Sure, no problem.
All right. So you tune into the Community Living Show hosted by myself and Michael. So
yes.
We will be back in a moment with more information, and again, of course, we will be back in a moment.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of each year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting exclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. For more information, contact your local stations about the National Access Day.
Some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
All right, we're back on the Community Living Show. Sorry for about the technical difficulties. We're talking to, now I may not be right, you're Saab Smith? Am I right? Hello? Oh, sorry. You're on, sorry. You're on, you're Saab Smith, right? Smith?
Well, this is my business name, Saki Smooth Skin
Care. Okay, so it's a Smooth Skin.
And my good name is Saab Kaur.
Saab Kaur, okay.
Saab Kaur, okay.
Just to let listeners know who you are.
Yeah.
So, well, let me introduce myself a little bit. And,
yeah, go ahead.
Saab Kaur, this is my nickname, and I introduce myself as by this name. And
okay.
Basically, I'm from India, and I have been in Canada from last 25 years. So I was like a homemaker before I became a makeup artist. My surroundings that has been inspiring me to come into this field. So here I am as a makeup artist, professionally trained.
Okay.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
Continue.
So that's pretty cool. You were born in India. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but you spent most of your life here.
Most of my life was here. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about what inspired you to get into makeup.
Well, my surroundings, as I said, I'm actively associated with community events and all that. And when I see all good-looking girls and wearing makeup and all that, and inspired me, and I start trying makeup on me, and I was not good as I do these days. Mm. So then I said, you know what, why not professionally get trained? And I went for my personal training. Then somebody suggested, oh, you're a homemaker, you can make money and you can do make other people looking good, right? Mm. Then let me think about that. And then I thought, I had a discussion with my family, and they said, okay, what do you want to do? Is that something you're choosing and you wanted to go for that? You should go ahead with that. So that's when I took my training as a makeup artist and started working.
Cool. So what all the different I'm curious about all the different types of, because you've done TV and things like that also. So what all different types of makeup can you actually do?
Well, there's from basic to glamorous, all kind of makeup and glamorous and bridal. So mostly I'm trained for the bridal makeup.
Okay.
So if I can make the coverage for the bride, so glamorous is not a problem.
Well, culturally, I think that Indian brides look the most like princesses than anything else. I've done a good number of Western weddings, mm-hmm. and there's just something magical about the Indian wedding. It's like she looks like the princess. You know, so
yes, it's not all makeup. It's about the traditional outfit too, right? Because it's carried that way, it's nice and colorful, and mm-hmm. it's like when we put it's add on with makeup, right? And that's how they become princess.
So is there a cultural story behind the makeup and maybe the ceremony? Because when I think of the Indian wedding, I think of the groom riding in the white horse, all that sort of stuff. Is there more story behind that?
Oh, well, a white horse and a king, that's just fairy tale stories, right? And it's just a girl who is young and thinking about her prince, and she think about, okay, one day I will be married, and my better half will be a prince, it will be coming on the horse, and I will be like a queen. And but related to makeup, it's just a trend that had picked up by girls that they wanted to look good on their special day. Mm-hmm. And it's not traditionally that not necessarily needed, right?
Yeah.
So in old days, if you say when girls was getting married and they just put nice clothes and they look glamorous in clothes because they never wanted to wear like a fancy clothes before marriage, no makeup, nothing. So not even face cream. So that's how I seen my I heard my mother telling me stories about how girls was always carrying their self. So when they dress up nicely, they're looking good. They have to cover their face for the ceremony and all that. Mm-hmm. So nowadays, like, it's different, and the things has been changed, and it's the same tradition that following for the ceremony, but girls, like, they wanted to look good with makeup and make their special day more special.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In the Indian culture, the wedding isn't just one day. It's like a couple of days of celebration, isn't it?
It's actually not a couple of days. It's a few days. It's a few days
right.
of celebration. That is starts with turmeric, and that girl and boy, they getting married. They cannot go out from house when they have that ceremony done, right? And it stays for three days, and then the day before the wedding, they have ceremony going on from the girl side. They go with some special things, like a jewelry and stuff for the guy, and there is a henna and all that stuff comes from the guy side for a girl. And then they have to fly. That's a special ceremony as well. And there's another ceremony for the bangles. Bride have to put it on, and she's supposed to keep it for 5 weeks after her marriage. And then the actual ceremony, there's a couple things that happens on the same day as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot involved.
A lot of things are involved. That's why people don't take risks getting over with those things. And it's a special too, right? Like it's a one-time thing in life, and you wanted to just celebrate and live those moments, right? And it's a memory for the lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems right off that there's a lot of commitment to the wedding this way, the wedding and the marriage this way. The community gets more involved in helping guide the couple into the beginnings of the marriage.
Well, it's all in the surroundings of the relatives, and once you come individual, you're married, and that's how they will see, like, you're a couple. Mm-hmm. And mostly in India, we have arranged marriage. So there's a third person involved always for the wedding. They arrange it, okay, they go to the boy side, okay, this is okay, and they bring the pictures and all that. Even it's happened nowadays too in India, in some places I can say, that girl is not allowed to see her groom before her marriage.
Okay, that's interesting.
So she see her groom after her marriage. All the ceremony is done and everything is done. And, if I tell you, that's how I got married too. My wedding was arranged in 1 week, and my parents, they invited my better half's family, and they asked me, so you want to see the groom? I said, okay, no, I don't want to see the groom. It's okay. And they arranged it, and after the wedding is done, everything is done, okay, now I can meet my groom.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that must have been an exciting time. The whole ceremony, everything must have been really exciting for you that way.
Yeah, well, the way I see it, because I went through that, and I see it like, you know, if you meet your groom, you know, that excitement is just fade away a little bit. So I don't know how other people see it. They wanted to get to know each other very well and all that, right? So then you don't have that excitement for your special day, like, you know, that you're going to spend your life with some memories, good memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they just go with the flow. They wanted to have, like, a good outfit, expensive outfit, expensive wedding and all that. I think that charm somewhere, it fades away, in my opinion.
I can't say that there's anything wrong with arranged marriage. I mean, okay, I grew up in with the Western culture, and everybody say, oh, how wrong that has to be, and how that has to be torturous for the bride and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. because she's just forced into things. But you just described it as the opposite of that. There was something exciting and
well, not necessarily, Michael. You know, it's she's been forced to do all those things that she doesn't want to do. But like kids in India, that's how they are mentally prepared, and that's how they've been raised, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, sometimes it happens. It's very rare that girls, they want to choose their partner, and they have some kind of, we can say, issues with their family. But mostly they prefer arranged marriage, because whatever their parents say, okay, they go for that. It's not necessarily that arranged marriage is not going to work. I think it's a good way to put it, because you have some people involved and you have some shame too, right? Then you have to face those people if you're a troublemaker, let's put it this way, right?
Well, I had to say this much, that your marriage, because you seem very happy and very involved in the community, that your marriage definitely works for you that way, I guess, right?
Yes, obviously. It's been working very good, and I'm proud of my better half. He's been cooperating, and he said, like, whatever decision I make, he said, go for it. You need to just mm-hmm. watch, like, what you're doing. Make sure you maintain the quality and the peace for the family, and you have to carry your family values, and you're good to go.
So, yeah.
Whatever you do is good.
So I have another question about the makeup and the henna. Now, the henna patterns, is there a cultural significance to the patterns and everything that you do?
It's cultural too. We have to respect every culture, but it's coming from the Muslim culture. And henna is their first ceremony that it's coming from those backgrounds. And it was been adopted into other cultures because girls, they wanted to have their hands, fancy hands and all the designs and, mm-hmm. and everything, right? So it's been transformed over there, but it's not necessarily recommended for the Punjabi and Hindu communities.
Okay. And you're Punjabi or?
Yes. My backgrounds are from Punjab.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And just so you know, that's a specific area in India, right?
Yes, in Punjab, Jalandhar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, see, now I'm curious to know like, what are the cultural differences between different parts of India then?
It's the same culture, same ceremonies, but it's just a different way that ceremony is happen, right? In a Hindu, they have their own way to do it. Like, it's a countless way the ceremony has been divided. So far as in Punjabi, that we have to go to the Sikh temple and you have to take 4 rounds around the holy book, right? So that means you're committed that you're taking this wedding as, like, you guys are accepting each other, groom and bride, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different way the ceremony is held, but basically concept is the same.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. We actually live kind of up the street from each other. I think I'm in South Surrey, you're in Surrey.
Yes.
And every time there's a cultural celebration for the Zeeks, it's always so colorful, and everybody it's always seems to be happy that way, you know.
Because there's like in our busy routine, there's not much time that we can spend with each other, unknown people, right? It's a special occasion that we could get together, and we are carrying the same background, the same cultural music and events and thoughts, right? So it's all put together under one roof when we smile and we just cheer, right? I think it's... With every culture, with every community, I would say, right, is the same thing. But colorful is just, that's a tradition in India, right? We wear color, nice and colorful clothes and jewelry. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's been carrying from ages.
Yeah. There is a specific photograph that I think it was... you, Jenny Sims, and Raja Singh were together. You guys were together, I think it was. I photographed you in front of the Red FM radio station.
Okay.
Do you mind if I shared?
That was on
shared?
Stage during the Wasaki
party? Yeah.
That okay. was the day.
Yeah. Do you mind if I share that with on our community living Facebook page,
well,
so people
Wasaki
can see the colors.
Is, our like we can say in Sikh community, it's a new year too,
mm-hmm.
and it's our religious day, and we celebrate with enthusiasm, and we gather like all the communities and all everyone on that day. Like it's necessarily the parade come out. Parade is actually designed to follow the special float that have the holy book on. But as people decide to hang around and they wanted to party and all that,
mm-hmm.
and we have all the, we can say, on the street, stages and stuff. So people wait for the float comes around and they do the honor and take the blessings. So the backgrounding for this day is this Sikh culture, and our Guru Gobind Singh,
mm-hmm.
Gave us the blessing of this holy book. And the Baisakhi is celebrated for Khalsa, you know, Khalsa, it's like a birthday of Khalsa.
Okay.
So that's that holy book is named Khalsa and Guru Granth Sahib. So when originally was given by Guru Gobind Singh, and it was the day, so that the day we recall it as birthday, so it's the Khalsa Day. So we celebrate that day, and same thing like with it's in the relation people have 6 months season that is wheat, and when they have all like hard work as gone through, and they successfully harvesting and all that, so they celebrate that day as well, and on this day, on the birthday of Khalsa. So that's why everyone is so happy and having a smile and nice and colorful. So it's a special day. That's how it has been put it on.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I always enjoy, and I've gone the past 5 years,
yes.
And photographed people because it's just so festive, and it's fun to photograph people when they're being festive. So. Yes.
Well, it's both way. Like people want to celebrate and call it festival, but necessarily it's a serious and ceremony that mm-hmm. has to be done by. They're trying to fix it here in Surrey, and it's ongoing from in Toronto, in India, and all other countries, and peacefully. But since we have big number of Indian people, right? They all wanted to make that day as big as possible. So they wanted to promote their business, they wanted to enjoy, they want to party, they want to promote as a culture like Bhangra, dance and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically it's for the, actually it's a holy day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up Christian and there are Easter is the most holy day for Christians, and there's a lot of I mean, there's maybe not everybody's dancing in the street sort of thing, but everybody goes and there's special dinners and all that kind of stuff that that people have within their families to celebrate. So there's nothing wrong with being seriously religious and being
anything wrong with that.
Yeah, it's a way to do it, right?
Promote their business and yeah. They wanted to look good. I don't see anything wrong with that. As long as we maintain the environment, peaceful environment, and we respect the ceremony that we have to go through, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I see majority of people do that, like they respect them when we have the float going through and mm-hmm. they bow their head, right, for the holy. Even I see the Western culture people do that too. They're picking up from, because we are doing it, we are carrying that way, right? So that's mm-hmm. why we're passing on to the Western culture as well. So we
yeah.
should feel proud of all that too.
Yes. So, how do people get a hold of you if they want their makeup done, and to get help from you with skincare and everything?
Well, I have my Facebook page too under Silky Smooth Skincare, and my phone number is 778-316-2335. So this is my business number, so they can contact me and get a consultation. And so I give free trial too, right? If you wanted to get the bride done and you wanted to have glamorous makeup done. So I have a free trial that mm-hmm. has been designed. And so just consult. You're just for one phone call away. Get all the work done that you're looking for.
You know, it's been great talking to you. I always enjoy our conversations anyway.
Thank you.
That's well said,
Michael.
Yes. So it's been great having you on the show. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
So, yeah, she's a wonderful person. It was great meeting her when at Jenny Sin's office the first day,
right?
And who would think that after the campaign and everything is over that did you become friends and mm-hmm. really try to work together? And for those of you out there listening, of course, Kelly and I were also going to be doing some TV work. And one of the shows is going to be called Balanced Living.
Yes.
Kelly will be occasionally helping to volunteer with some stuff on the show. Saab is going to be one of the makeup artists.
Very nice.
Saab and Tori from Access TV.
Ah, okay. So yeah. I was going to say, what is the difference between Balanced Living and Access Television?
One is going to be Access Television. Of course, we do like a bunch of segments and everything.
Yeah, monthly segments.
Monthly segments. Balanced Living is going to be a talk show and a learning event.
Yeah,
where we'll actually have like a studio audience.
Right.
And the studio audience will receive like a package of community businesses and things like that.
Okay.
Because we have to help promote some local businesses and stuff.
Right.
And there will be like many seminars and everything about how to live a healthy, balanced life so that you're energizing your mind, your body, and your spirit at the same time.
If only it was on Shaw Television. Now, if Shaw Television was still around, would we still be able to do that with Shaw TV?
Yeah, we would if Shaw was still going to be around. But unfortunately, Shaw is closing up Channel 4.
Yes, that's correct.
We have been in negotiations with the Multicultural Channel.
Okay.
So, between us and Access TV. So
sounds interesting.
Hopefully we I know for Access TV, I think we do have a deal hammered out for that.
Okay.
And there's always YouTube, Vimeo, and Amazon Movies, which is it's video on demand through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So there's ways of us getting our word and message out to people that way also.
Okay, so, sounds good.
But the most hopeful right now looks like the Multicultural Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a bunch of shows that were on, of course, Channel 4 that might actually turn to the Multicultural Channel or Joy TV. So
this will be interesting.
We'll see what happens.
All right, we're going to take a break. We will be back. We're laying on our commercials and stuff. Well, I wouldn't say commercials. We're not a profit type of commercial. We are a nonprofit type of show. So
happy campus stuff.
Yeah, campus and community stuff.
Yeah.
So we will be back in a moment.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of each year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting exclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. For more information, contact your local stations about the National Access Day.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.
Yeah. Oh,
I turned the volume down. Sorry.
There we go. That's better.
Let's try this again. Sorry about that. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We are on the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Network. Shimes Callie Rayburn along with Michael Rubin. Very interesting topic on skincare.
Yes.
So
yeah, and very. It was good to know a little more about the Indian culture and everything.
Right.
With the weddings and the makeup and all. You know. And the Vaisakhi Day celebration is like, I didn't know. I didn't realize how religious it actually was. I knew it was a big community thing, but to find out about the religious part of it was pretty awesome.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So, let's talk about the next week's program. Now, the next week's program, we've got Co-op Radio moving over to July 2nd. So yes. We may not have a June 30th show.
No, we may not have a June 30th show on Co-op Radio.
We'll probably do an hour special on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, since we're moving to the new time on Sunday, then we can actually have a bit celebrate the fact that we now have our 1 hour
program
on co-op,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, be interesting because. Most of the times when we do interviews on Co-op Radio, it's like 5 questions and that's it.
And we like with Sob's interview, we would have had to cut out a lot of the guts and everything of the interview.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff that she said and a lot of things that she's passionate about that
right.
we might not have
time
to get on.
So, exactly. Yeah.
So it's going to be really exciting.
Now, speaking of next week's show, what do we have anything in mind? Do we have anything in the process?
I am trying to get Rebecca Smith on.
Okay.
And, of course, she was also an NDP candidate, but we're not going to so much talk about the NDP. She's also one of the chair people in the Surrey Hospice.
Okay.
Hospice is a serious service, especially for those on disabilities, especially as life starts to end.
Yeah, it should be fun.
You know, so it should be good.
Okay.
Okay.
And we probably will have our upcoming show that is coming up next. I just saw somebody coming in. Yeah, so anyways, okay. Any other stuff to talk about before we go?
I don't think that was it.
Okay.
And we have coming up...
Particles and Waves.
Particles and Waves. That sounds kind of...
And that's on CITR 101.9 FM in the station. We're broadcasting at UBC, so stay tuned for that.
All right.
Thank you, Michael. And, of course, you can always do our Facebook... website. I'm trying to find the Facebook website here. www.facebook.com/groups/CLivingRadio. That's our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Group page. And if you want to get a hold of us, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. That's our email address to let us know what, have any questions on our future guests or any other topics you want to talk about.
Okay.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Estoy sintiendo mi camino a través de la oscuridad, guiada por mi corazón. No sé decir dónde el viaje va a terminar, pero sé por dónde empezar. Dicen que soy demasiado joven para entender que estoy atrapada en un sueño. Bueno, la vida me pasará si no abro los ojos. Bueno, por mí está bien. Despiértame cuando todo haya terminado. Cuando sea mayor y más sabia. Y no sabía que me perdí. solo tengo dos manos. Deseo tener la oportunidad de viajar por el mundo, pero yo no tengo planes. Deseo poder quedarme así, te juntaré siempre, no tengo cerrar los ojos. La vida es un juego hecha para todos, el amor es el premio. Despiértame cuando todo haya terminado, cuando se
snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like.
Rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, radio world. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is an hour of super eclectic, chill, cool, awesome, fun music. I've been away for 2 weeks and am very, very happy to be back and thrilled, so, so happy, just bubbling over with excitement over the music that's happened while I was away. So I just want to start off, like right off the bat, I'm not even going to like pretend